Everyone for calling. We appreciate and love having you, our listeners, tune into our show. We're all about love. We're all about what that song says, because we are the world and we make our own world. We're all individuals and it's up to us. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on the show. So hello everyone, I'm Bobby Elias, your host. And
I'm Divine Aubrey, your co-host of Let's Create a Better World, Mind, Body, and Spirit. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, all right. And today you helped set up a show that you introduced me to, Veronica Gabrielle, wonderful guest, very popular. Tell us a little bit about the show, and then I do want to announce our next few weeks' shows, and then you can introduce her after that. It's okay?
Yes, absolutely. So I am absolutely delighted to have Veronica Gabrielle back with us here today. She's going to be speaking on karma, exactly what it is and how it affects us, and also the difference, positive karma versus negative karma. So very much looking forward to having Veronica talk on karma for us today.
And if we have time, and we're going to try to squeeze in a little, I had a request from some people that because of what's going on around the world with all the weather, crazy hurricanes and mass shootings, and it's been really crazy. This stuff in India and the Middle East, the newspapers don't even cover because they don't, you know, it's not as big a news as to them, at least, to the media, because it's farther away. But it is. It's okay, so I request Veronica and Divine to maybe, as we said, that we had scheduled maybe at about 40 minutes after the show, we can come in and talk about depression, anxiety, stress, and worry about all the things that are going on and what they can do about it. We're just going to take a few minutes on that real quick. And then in the future show, we can get into it a little more, if that's all right with both of you. So let's see. Let's go ahead and the next 3 weeks. Here's what we have lined up. Next week, October the 11th, Darshini will be with us. She is a master prognosticator. She's predicted a number of weather problems. She did this show 3 or 4 months ago, and she was right on the number on a lot of things that have happened weather-wise. And she's going to predict that, and also what's going on in the world with all the chaos of not only crazy people shooting up people, but also the political system and what's going on with the president and the administration and all these things that people are very unhappy about. We're going to talk about that and what's in store for the future on that with Darshini. And then on the 18th, you have something to say on that one, Divine?
Yes, on the 18th, we're delighted to have Brenda Smith with us. She's a licensed acupuncturist, licensed esthetician, and massage therapist. She specializes in stress management and women's health, and she's going to be specifically talking about women's breast health with us and a new innovative technique, the SureTouch breast exam. So there's options out there opposed to the mammogram and the ultrasound techniques of women testing their breasts. So really excited to have Brenda with us on the 18th of October.
And that's a more progressive, more new way of dealing with breast cancer, and that's great. And I like what you said, that you will be talking about stress management, because that ties into what I said earlier about how people are asking me, what can we do, and can we talk about that on the show? And so I want to spend some time as we go along the next few weeks on that issue. Okay, and then on the 25th. On the 25th of this month, which is 3 weeks from today, Ellie Lacks will be here to talk about change. And she gets into really what's going on wrong with all the things going on with climate change, the political spectrum, with the president, and how people are don't like it and are doing something about it, and how she really feels very strongly that there will be a better world, and there will be things. We can't say exactly what time, because it's hard to break time, but my own thoughts are, little by little, over the next 4, 5, 6 years, but more so 10, 15, 20 years from now, we're going to see bigger and major changes. That's my thoughts from my own thinking and my own information from various people. So she'll be on Ellie Lacks. She's the wonderful lady that has an animal sanctuary, takes care of animals and teaches them and gives them lots of love and brings school kids over so the school kids can exchange love with animals like they've never done, because most of the school kids coming are from poor areas, and they some of them don't get much love at home, and here they get these animals that are showing them a whole new taste of love. So, but we're going to talk mostly about change and what I just said earlier. So that's it for that. So we can go on with the show, Divine. I'm ready if you are.
Wonderful. So let's welcome Veronica. As our ongoing audience knows, that Veronica is with us now once a month on the first Wednesday of the month. And Veronica is an exceptional transformational coach, speaker, author, consultant, writer, and facilitator. She is one who is truly dedicated to delivering truth and providing understanding for those seeking spiritual wisdom and knowledge. So again, Veronica is here with us today to speak on karma. What exactly is karma and how it affects us, and the positive karma versus negative karma. So welcome, Veronica. So pleased to have you on again with us.
Thank you, Divine. Hello, Bobby. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you.
You are okay. Very welcome. So let's jump right into it. What is karma and how does it affect us?
Let's just step right into it, as you said. Karma means something done, physical or mental, cause and effect. And we're in a universe of cause and effect. It is the only universe of cause and effect. It's the only universe of duality. And that duality is built into the mind. So there's two parts to us. We have loving thoughts and we have fearful thoughts. It's something done, physical or mental, cause and effect. The sum of what one has done, said, and thought. And the law of karma states that every event is the result of a previous event and must have consequences of the same nature. As you sow, so will you reap. What goes up must come down. What you do here comes back there. See, again, it's the sum of what one has done, said, and thought, either in this life or in another life, in another incarnation. And the nature of human experience is that we can change. Change is the nature of this universe. Our anger is linked to suffering and identification with a false self. So when all of humanity is facing the results of the actions of the past, face it and transmute it through the power of love. You cannot break the law of unity. You can only break yourself against it. It is the law of the unity of life, and it was not made by man. And when you violate the law, you need not be surprised at anything that happens, because you violated the terms of the trust agreement. Love is the law, and it's a law without an opposite. So because we're in a universe of duality and we have two thought systems within us, you're either choosing love or fear. You cannot live a choiceless life. Every second you're choosing. Your choices are your gifts. Choose right action, which comes from using your mind in the right way. Right ideas. Right use of the mind. What has happened to us is we're trying to satisfy our hunger for love with our educated mentality. It will not work. We need to re-educate ourselves and learn something entirely different. We need to have a different approach to life. So again, thoughts are the cause of karma. Positive karma is selfless detachment, inner strength, power, love. And selfless love nourishes and heals the anguished mind. Negative karma is self-centered, selfish attachment. It's weakness. It's fear. So the responsibility is up to each and every one of us. We need to use discernment. Discernment is insight. It eliminates looking outside of yourself. It is an internal process. So you're either using the mind and not allowing it to use you. When you're using the mind, it's universal mind. It's of a higher power, a higher intelligence. When the mind is using you, we call that self, the lower self, fear. So we have thoughts of fear embedded within us, and we have thoughts of love. And two thought systems cannot occupy the mind at the same time. We're all here to face our karmic conditions in order for us to fulfill our divine destiny. The mind has to return to its natural state of purity. And then greater works we can do, because you're using the mind and it is not using you. Again, actionable, something done, law of action. Everything we think, since our thoughts condition our behavior. And the working of this law is not necessarily negative, since you are your thoughts. What you sow, so shall you reap. If you sow good, you will receive good. Give love, you will receive love. If we're kind and patient with others, others will be kind and patient with us. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It is the law of the unity of life. Whatsoever a man soweth, that so shall he also reap, says St. Paul. And the working of the law is not necessarily negative. What goes up must come down. What you do here comes back there. So when we violate the law, which we have, many of us, we need not be surprised at anything that happens, because you've violated the terms of the trusted agreement. What are these laws? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all else will be added. Right ideas, right use of your mind. You're using the mind instead of it using you. Love thy neighbor as thyself. To know thyself, you have to meet yourself. And that self is not found outside. The discovery must first be recognized inside. When we have the inside right, the outside will be right. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What I do to you, I do to me. What I see in you, I see in me. What I think of you, I think of me. It's the law of the unity. There's no other way. On the level of form, we're in a universe of form. Form is matter. It's subject to change. But you cannot change what is eternal. The fact is, you came from love, you're evolving through love, and you will return to love. On the level of form, we're different. But on the level of content, we're all the same. Content never changes. So most of us are masquerading in different costumes. We're all cleverly disguised to look separate. But beneath all those different costumes is the one supreme reality called Creator. And you are Creator on an expanded level. So We have no choice. We don't have much of a choice right now. We have to go inward, do our own internal inquiry within ourselves, and just clean up the mess that we've made. We've all done it. Use the mind instead of it using you. Light the fire of your true self and keep feeding the fire. It will burn out the fire of the false self. We all have to face our dysfunction and transmute it through the power of love. The law of cause and effect governs not only physical events, but every event in human history. And you cannot separate yourself from the consequences of your actions. And thoughts are the cause of karma. Something done. We refer to it as law of action. Physical, mental, cause and effect. An actionable wrong. Yeah, the sum of what one has said and thought, either in this life or in another incarnation. So all of humanity is facing the results of the actions of the past. Face it and transmute it through the power of love. There's no other way. Love is the law, and it's a law without an opposite. Choose right action, which comes from using your mind in the right way. Right ideas, loving thoughts. Most of us are bankrupt in love. We're bankrupt in the awareness of our true identity, and therefore we violate the law because we think our ideas are better than Creator's ideas. Love is the law, and it's the law without an opposite. It has an opposite. The opposite of love is love. And so we're trying to satisfy our hunger, love, with our educated mentality. It will not work. It cannot work. We know too much intellectually, and it prevents us from knowing the simple truth. Truth is the unalterable law. So we really need to re-educate ourselves and learn something entirely different. We have to choose a different approach to life, one that is purposeful, rewarding, fulfilling, and offers peace. And it begins with each and every one of us individually. Simplify your life and make do with less. In the lessness is the richness. We are rich. Yes. Children of a loving creator source that gave us life. So everything seen with physical sight is a distortion in your mind. You're not seeing clearly. It's like you're wearing glasses and they're cracked. There's a distortion. And most of us, our perception is distorted. And when your perception is distorted, you're only seeing what you want to see because you think with thought and you see with thought. You see it with physical sight. You see the effects. Effects are felt and seen. There is no effect without a cause, and cause is thought. And you are perfect, whole, and complete. Every loving thought is a right thought. It's not contaminated. It is not corrupted. It's pure. It's whole. And we're being challenged now to choose it. We have to choose a different approach to life. We've tried the other way. It does not work. So we're all here to face our dysfunction and transmute it through the power of love. There's no other way.
Let me reintroduce you to our people that didn't come in at the beginning. This is Veronica Gabriel. It's speaking about spirituality, about love, about karma, about a lot of things. She, in my opinion, the reason we love her is because she's not only a great counselor one-on-one with people over the phone and in person, but she's also does great meditations. And we're going to do one, I think, today. And then she does mantras. They're very, very important. And love, as she's expounding right now, I love it because that's my favorite word and my favorite theme of all. We should call the show Love somehow. If we ever change it, that word's going to be in there. Yes, it's the word that our guest is going to be on 4 weeks from now. Ellie Lacks, she talks a lot about love because it's so, if we could have more love in this world, we could change it. And then finally, we don't have time today to talk too much about it, but you and I on this show once a month, we're going to be talking a little more about change, about, because that is what people want to know more about, how and why and the whole concept of change. But anyway, you're going to do some meditation, I guess, with the Divine's going to take it from here. And then at the end, if we can, do a little talk about the stress and the depression of people. So, Divine, you take it from here if you like.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you, Veronica, for sharing, you know, karma. For me, I just very simply put it as like attracts like. So whatever vibration, frequency, feelings, whatever we think, feel, and do, we are attracting that into our lives. So it's very important that if we're calling wholeness, health, and vitality into our lives, then that's the vibration that we should put out there. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So with that, let's go right into our meditation. Now, is our meditation going to be centering around, you know, letting go of any bad karma or actually calling good karma into our lives? Or what is the meditation going to be centering
on? Calling in the goodness that we already are, that is there within us, calling on it, settling down into the stillness so we can hear our real thoughts.
Absolutely. Well, okay. We are ready.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Slowly exhale. See if there is someone you have yet to forgive. Someone you do not like. Who seems to annoy you and cause regret in you. You know the one. Search your mind carefully. See the individual in your mind. Try to see a spark of light in them. Set them free. And in so doing, you're setting yourself free. Now you walk directly into the light to receive the gifts that have been held in store for you. You leave in the world of darkness and entering into a world of light. With eyes closed, say to yourself silently and thoughtfully, I belong to the light. I belong to the light. I belong to the light. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. I live within the light. I live within the light. I live within the light. I laugh within the light. I laugh within the light. I laugh within the light. I dance within the light. I dance within the light.
I dance within the light. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. Sense your release as you rest in light. Alert, but without strain. The source of light never fails and will never collapse. Your single purpose is light. Try to settle down in perfect stillness. Safe in a world that loves you and that you love. Try to know that nothing can harm you in any way. You are bringing more light into your life by moving closer, closer, and closer to the light. Every day, empty yourself by extending love, kindness, and light to others. In that state of emptiness, you will find yourself being full again. You must know yourself if you are to be supplied. Supply is spiritual. Travel inward and hear the call of light, light, light calling you home. The dedication to yourself. Tell yourself with eyes closed, my natural home is light. My natural home is light. My natural home is light. I am a bringer of the light. I am a bringer of the light. I am a bringer of the light. Light is always at my disposal. Light is always at my disposal. Light is always at my disposal. Allow the light to penetrate and possess you. May you live each day through the selfless will and not the selfish will. The function of the life force within you is to heal the sick, raise the dead, open the eyes of the blind, and illumine human consciousness. Allow the life force to take over everything in your life that does not matter, and give you strength, direction, and guidance for everything that does matter. So you make wise and loving choices as you polish the mirror of your mind daily. Release yourself from worries and concerns as you recognize your single purpose as the light of the world. Tell yourself silently and thoughtfully, my single purpose is light. My single purpose is light. my single purpose is like breathe in light and breathe out light, for there is nothing else. Feel your life body. Let your highest ambition be to grow tall and strong as you expand to the world family. Most of us know what we want to do, but we lack the will to take the necessary steps. Choose life and carry yourself as one who owns the earth, for you do. Open your mind to holy newness. This is a new era in which a new world is born. You are willing to see differently. Your desire is to remain steadfast and not give up in the face of adversity. Ask to always inwardly feel the presence of the life force leading you onward. You are willing to decrease so the light can increase. Your desire is to celebrate your life. You're taking up residence in the light. It's the only residence you desire, because it's the only one you want. Feel a sense of release and relief. Feel your light body. Let the light that you are inspire you to be patient as you look upon all things with perfect and single vision and tenderness. You're living a life of purposeful focus. Tell yourself, I am an eternal being filled with love and light. I am an eternal being filled with love and light. I am an eternal being filled with love and light. I am here to represent the light. I am here to represent the light. I am here to represent light. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. Breathe in light and breathe out light, for there is nothing else. With any temptation to experience yourself as subject to man-made rules and ideas, may you always remember that you are under no law but the law of light. This is a statement of truth about yourself. From all danger and all tyranny, light is the law, and it governs your life. Breathe in light through the center of your heart, for there is nothing else. Tell yourself, I remember it now. I am the light. I am remembering now. I am the light. I I am remembering now. I am the light. Execute the divine plan that is already in place for you. Every experience you have is an opportunity to die to the false self, so your true self can emerge. Do not miss those chances, not because they will not return, but because delay is needless. Choose to die daily to the superficial self, and you will have no regrets, but cause to rejoice that you are the living light, and you came into this manifestation to represent the light. There's no need to experience competition and strife. Light is your single and only purpose. Be cradled in and by the light. There's only one remedy to inflamed wounds. The remedy is light. We've all been scarred and wounded. Allow the light to heal your wounds and meet yourself. There is no other. Only I am. Yourself knows where you belong. You belong to the light. For this, we're grateful. And so it is.
Beautiful. Wow. That's wonderful. I hope our listeners really got into that with you. And like you say, close your eyes, concentrate, and stay with it. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do it, Veronica, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay, well, if you can, we have 4 or 5 minutes, we can go. Let me open up the next segment and talk about what people are asking. There's two things. They want to know more about change, but first, mm-hmm. the more thing that they would like to hear more about, and we'd like to, maybe we can touch both topics since we have a little time right now. And thanks mm-hmm. to both of you for squeezing the schedule. The first topic is there is so much depression. People are anxious. They're stressed. They're not living well. They're not mm-hmm. sleeping well. They're not eating well. They're living very, very unhappy and very all over the place. Their mind is racing, and they're just not mm-hmm. doing the right thing. And so and my thoughts are what some of the things that they could use is turn it around and get into some happiness. Now, how do we get happiness? Do your dream. Do the things that you really love. Go out, go here, go there, go someplace. Find someone that you love, a friend, a family person, and spend some time with them. Have some food with them. Slow down. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy life. Now, more so when you're doing exercise, go to an exercise place where there's lots of trees or water or just a beautiful place if you can. If you can't, exercise wherever you can and move fast. Don't do a slow exercise. But walk fast. It's better. Swing your arms. That way you get your shoulders going, you get your hips going, and you get more muscles working. And then finally, good food, organic food. Better to be a vegan. Too many people eat the wrong things. They eat too much meat, too much alcohol, cigarettes, too much white processed foods, foods that are genetically engineered. Instead, we need more organic food, more of a vegan lifestyle, a total plant-based diet, a Mediterranean diet, lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, organic if possible, lots of juices. But the bottom line is be around good things. Stay positive. Don't let, as soon as something bad comes in, erase it. I've been really good at changing my life that way. I have people that really have tremendous amount of, somebody in the family, for example, really stressed and upset, and I just try to sign it off. I'll listen to it. I'll think about it for a few minutes. Then I start saying, well, you know, that person is going to get better, and we're going to have to work at it. We'll get it. I'm very confident. And then guess what? We do. We're able to beat it. Your thoughts on, for the next 2 or 3 minutes, if you could, on what I just said and what people can do to beat off stress, anxiety, and depression.
Yeah. Well, stress, anxiety, depression, all of that comes from us not living in our natural environment. We're not using the mind is using us. We feel depressed, we feel despondent, we feel dissatisfied. I call them the D's, disgruntled, disillusioned, because we were not created for the environment that we have made. Love is our natural environment. And as this global awakening is taking place, we are being challenged to go within, have a spiritual practice, align with that energy, and that energy becomes the driver of your physical vehicle, steering you in the direction that you are to go. Even when we get angry with someone, we're punishing ourselves. When we're jealous, we're punishing ourselves. Both the judge, the jury, and the executioner are within us. Every time you become angry, your breathing rhythm is thrown off. Your heart races, your blood pressure rises, and all the chemicals are dumped into your body. And if anger becomes a habit, the body becomes conditioned to these reactions, and then what happens? Chronic health problems can develop over a period of time. It's the same with dysfunctional digestion. The person for whom anger has become a habit is subject to all kinds of digestive problems. And most frightening of all are the effects of anger on the nervous system and the heart. Do you know an angry word can raise the heartbeat of a horse 10 times its normal rate? If it can do that to a horse, think of what it does to us. Yeah. That's what we're doing to ourselves. That's what we're passing on to our children. We need to change our thinking and change the life. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Choose thoughts that are wholesome and pure. It's not what others think and respect about you. What about your own respect? No one's going to honor anything in you that you don't honor first. We have to earn that respect.
That's great. It's really wonderful what you're saying. It's so true. And we have people that are asking about that, and you gave a great answer right now. Divine, and if you, I'd like to get your thoughts on all this, but I do want to take Veronica and ask her about change, the latest thing. That's what we promised people. We would talk a little bit in each of the shows that we're doing to talk about how the world is changing. Even though there are weather, hurricanes, earthquakes, people dying, crazy people with guns killing people, it looks real bad along there. But there's a current going on that I would like you, Veronica, to delve on. But let me just say this first. There's a current of goodness in people that want change. They're tired of what's going on. We're talking about individuals. Regular people, there's organizations, maybe a few people in the political world, because they're, in fact, the political world is causing a lot of this, the greed, the corporations, the big money. But we as people can change this. Your thoughts on that, Veronica?
Well, this is a very critical time in our evolution. This is a universe of change, and change is moving forward. And change cannot take place if the old structure remains in place. And this applies to relationships, friends, family, work, husbands, wives, lovers. The old has to fall away in order for the new to emerge. There has to be a collapse. There has to be a tearing down. Know when you have learned all that you need to learn from an experience and simply move on, because you no longer feel inspired. It's not uplifting you. It's no longer filling you up. When you feel bored, restless, your soul wants to move on. Again, it's time for change. You're being pushed to expand, to grow. Yeah, you no longer feel challenged. You can only grow with the vibration of love. So we have to let go and trust in something we cannot see with physical eyes. Change is the nature of this universe. What is lacking is intuition and trust. intuition. We have to trust our intuition. Chaos,
yes.
We're seeing it all over. Chaos is serving the birth of change. Emerge from the chaos by bringing in the light. The light dissolves the darkness. Darkness cannot coexist. Choose light. Choose one and the other will disappear. And which you choose will determine what you see. What do you want to see? A world of love or a world of fear? Every second we're choosing a loving thought or a fearful thought. And the choice is up to us.
That's wonderful. That's very well said. And this is what why we like to have you on this show, Veronica, because you bring in the spiritual side of how to do things with love and with how people can change, turn from a bad thing to a find a way in their mind and their whole body to change it into a good thing. And that's the secret of some of the great, great people that believe in change, that believe in a better world, the people that know how to stay positive and happy and peaceful. Mm-hmm. Oh, so I think we're finished with that. I want to talk to Divine about it.
That's our natural environment.
Yes. Yes. We're going to have you on again December the 1st, but and I also want you and our listeners to know that the week before you come on, which is 3 weeks from now, October the 25th on Wednesday, always at 5 o'clock Eastern time, we're going to have Ellie Lacks on, and she's going to get really deep into change. And then we'd like you to also, on the 1st, a little more 10, 15 minutes at least into change. We'll talk about what she said, what you and I have been saying, and just get deeper into advice for people on what they can do to go along with this current of good things that are going on and not to let the bad things get in our way. Is that you like that idea, Veronica? Can we do it?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I agree. I accept, yeah.
Good. All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. You're wonderful as always. And I want to get
thank
in
you
with,
for having
divide
me,
on a few
both
things.
Of you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. All right. You're beautiful. We love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Divine. Love you. Love you both.
You are very welcome. Love you much.
So Divine, take a few minutes and give us all your thoughts on what we've heard from her and what you think, because you're a spiritualist yourself, and you're the one that introduced me to Veronica, and you have a lot of this, you run from the same cloth that she does, and that's what I like about you. And you're bringing in more, not only the wholesome of the mind, body, spirit, and more into spirituality, more into love, more into good karma, more into meditation, more into the things, the chakras, and energy. You do all those things, and you do them so well, and I want our listeners to... I'd like to get your thoughts on what she said and what you think about today's show. Your thoughts.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank Veronica for all her pearls of wisdom and knowledge. I'd like to share with our listeners a wonderful technique, because I know intellectually sometimes people grasp that, yes, bring in the light, bring in the light. They want to bring in the light. But if they were so far off to the left, full of anxiety and stress and depression, they may not be able to, they can intellectually comprehend it, but they may not be able to, embody it or actually apply it in their life. So here's a wonderful technique that someone can, do to... bring themselves to a place of homeostasis, and that's to live in the eternal moment of now. And so if we so-called trick ourselves to say that there is no moment but this moment, because a lot of times all of our stress and anxiety is due to living in the past or the future and wondering what's going to happen or being depressed over what has happened. So we bring ourselves to this eternal moment of now, and say, do I have enough food? Do I have proper clothing? Am I safe right now? And then let every moment build on the next moment. opposed to living so far in the future. That's why people get stressed. They're wondering how they're going to, you know, pay their house note, how they're going to deal with a possible diagnosis, you know, health-wise, whether it's health-wise, relationship-wise, or otherwise. But if we bring ourselves and center ourselves just for the moment and say, is everything okay right now? Then they can settle themselves down to say, bring in the light, bring in the light, bring in the light. And like you stated earlier, before you know it, whatever problem or anxiety or anticipated difficulty, challenge, is gone. Time goes by. And, of course, incorporating our practices at the same time. But usually when my clients come to me, I mean, they're so full of stress that they cannot even quiet themselves down to even meditate. Or if they do it, like we spoke about earlier, you know, they'll do it for that 10 minutes, 15 minutes while they're in meditation and then get out of meditation and then the recorder starts playing again, all the chatter in their mind. But if we can just pull ourselves back and say, this very moment, is everything okay? And then build on that. And I have found that to be very effective in my own personal life as well as with my clients. So just
Divine, I like what you said about how it's hard for some people to concentrate and stay for 10, 15 minutes. What I do to combat that, if I've got a new person that their mind is racing, they're stressed, they've got a lot of problems, I just do a 3 to 5 minute meditation the first time. Then later, build it up a few more minutes each time. That way, because it's true. It's true. I know I used to be that way. And at times I get that way because, you know, I told you I'm pretty hyper and my mind is racing all the time. But meditation is so, so good. Any more thoughts on that?
Yes, and practice, like anything else, practice makes perfect. So whatever one's practice is, to be consistent with it. Daily.
Right.
And one important thing that I miss, or the most important thing I should say, is the breath, is tuning into your breath. So as one is practicing being in the eternal moment of now and knowing that everything is okay now, if they were to center on their breath and definitely to narrow their breath down to their nose as much as possible, to inhale and exhale through our nose. And if that's difficult to begin with, to definitely inhale through our nose and exhale through our mouth until it becomes more comfortable. And the reason for that is when we are inhaling through our mouth, we are robbing ourselves of so much energy and vitality and the nurturing and feeding of our brain cells and our entire blood system. So, and we're robbing ourselves of so much energy because we're only getting so much air. But when we inhale through our nose, we're taking a full breath and expanding our lungs. So that is very important to do breath work. That's a very integral part of my work is with teaching others how to breathe correctly because our mind follows our breath. So if our breath is all over the place, that's where our mind is. That's where our life is, all chaotic. But if we're breathing rhythmically, you know, deep abdominal breaths, and the same with our exhalations, our life and our mind calms down, and of course, then our life just follows that. So again, following the principle of like attracts like, if we calm our breath down, then our life occurrences just happen, you know, in synchronicity with our breath.
Well said. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, thank you for that. That was great. Let's finish up and just one-liner real quick on the next 3 weeks. Next week, the 11th, Darshini with great predictions of weather and what's going on in the world. On the 18th, you have a guest, Divine.
Yes, Brenda Smith is going to be here to speak with us on the SureTouch breast exam. It's a breakthrough technology, safe, accurate, and enhanced clinical breast examination that enables all areas of the breast to be examined. And also a person gets immediate results of that exam right there as they're in her office. So it's awesome.
Sounds great. And then the 25th is Ellie Lacks coming to talk about change, talking about love. She's one of our most popular guests. Get a lot of calls and after the show telling me that they like the show, get her on again soon. So we're trying to do that. We're getting her and Veronica on quite a bit now, as well as a few other people that our listeners like. So let's finish up. I want to thank everybody for calling in the show. But first, let me thank the PRN staff, our engineer, Kelsey, our PRN director, Jesse, our steward, our PRN, our producer, Lydia, and Greg, our associate. Divine, thank you for being here. And thank our guest, Veronica. And thank we love you, all our listeners, and thank you all for being there. Thanks, and we'll see you next week, Divine.
Okay, thank you, Bobby. Peace and blessing. Namaste.
We must lend a helping hand.